Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from beautiful Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of March 13th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And happy daylight savings time. I might be the only one on the planet that likes daylight savings time, but we get an extra hour of light. How wonderful is that? So this week, we have the final full moon of winter. Very early Friday, right after midnight Pacific Standard Time, is the full worm moon, which gets its name from earthworms that come out at the very first signs of spring. The spiritual meaning behind the full worm moon is fresh starts and shedding old habits for a better and wiser version of ourselves. Now, this full moon is in the ultra-organized sign of Virgo. Now, Virgos are all about planning and preparing and focusing on the details, making this full moon an ideal time to get organized and ready to move forward in your life. We're going to feel motivated to clean out closets, to rearrange furniture, and to create a plan for what's next. But it's also time to break up with any bad habits. Really good time to cut back on smoking or drinking or too much television watching. And that's because Virgo is ruled by the sixth house of routine, making it a good idea to cut ties with anything slowing you down from achieving the big dreams that you've been creating and dreaming about during Pisces season. And this Virgo full moon is preparing us for the equinox and the start of the astrological new year next Sunday on the 20th. Full moons represent points of release, so this is the perfect opportunity to purge all that we no longer wish to carry into the new year. And with these strong releasing energies, we're releasing the old version of ourselves and getting ready for the new us. We are on a life improvement mission right now. This is serious clean up your act energy. We're on a life cleanse. A life cleanse, cleaning everything that isn't for our highest good. So write out all the things you need to finish and clean up in order to step into the new and improved higher version of yourself. Get a grand plan and think big, because we are making huge steps forward in the next few weeks. And Virgo energy is focused on wellness. So the energy right now makes it easier to lose weight and to get in shape. It's much easier to make healthy changes right now than at other times, like in the fall and winter. And since we're in life cleanse time, you might actually want to start with a green juice cleanse. Even for a day will really help. And then clean out all the unhealthy food in your home. Stock up on healthy food. Get rid of any old workout clothes. And then while you're at it, clean out your closets. Get rid of any clothes that don't represent the new you. Donate anything that doesn't make you feel like a million bucks when you wear it. We are shooting for the I feel like a million bucks energy. So cleanse your life of anything and everything that doesn't make you feel like a million bucks. And that includes limiting beliefs, toxic thoughts, and toxic relationships. You know who I'm talking to. And since we're in the spiritual, intuitive energy of Neptune still, ask yourself what you need. So get quiet, meditate, light a candle, and ask yourself what you need to improve your life. What do you need to add or subtract to make your life better? And then expect to know the answers, because you know what you need. This is the time to admit it to yourself, to tell the ego to step aside and do what you need to fucking do to have an incredible life. And right now I have a whole incredible life plan. I know I need more meditation, more affirmations, more visualizing. I'm renewed and recommitted to a morning and evening ritual that includes affirmations and visualizing. And I'm also allowing myself to go all in on positive thinking. I have been in a scarcity funk for a couple weeks, which is really unusual for me. And one of the tricks I use to get out of a limiting thoughts funk is to allow myself time to go all in. Because often when we're stuck, it's because we just don't believe that affirmations, visualizing, positive thinking work. We just don't believe they work. We don't trust that the universe has our back. We don't trust that everything works out for our highest good. You know, and we live in a society that tells us that we need to work hard and struggle to get what we want. And those thoughts are hard to eliminate, especially when you're in a scarcity funk. So what I'm doing is allowing myself to go all in with positive thinking, with affirmations, with visualizing, and believing things are possible for a full month. And this immediately frees me up and allows me to shift out of limiting beliefs. It gives me permission not to think about the limiting beliefs for a while. I give myself permission to believe that all the things do work. And if they don't work, then in a month I'll try something different. But of course we know that in a month I won't need to try something different. So start small. Start trying this for a day and then a week and then build up to a month. And then look for the proof that it's working. If you want to attract more money, focus on the money that you're attracting and don't pay any attention to what you don't have. If you want to attract joy, focus on the things that are bringing you joy. I had a client this week that wants more spiritual connection. So she is focusing and paying attention to the times when she does feel connected, when she's in nature, when she's meditating, when she's receiving signs from the universe. Now, March is the only month this year where we have zero major planets in retrograde. This means that the month brings us this bold, fast, forward-moving energy that really helps us push past our fears of how great life could really be. And my favorite Marianne Williamson quote is spot on for this week. She says that our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. So leave your excuses to the side and use this energy to make your move. This is especially true in the second half of the month as we cross over into Aries season following the March equinox. So to recap, this week we're preparing for next week with a life cleanse. Once again, ask yourself what you need to eliminate and change, and then support yourself with help making the changes. Join a gym, download a new exercise, diet, or meditation app, do some hypnosis, hire a virtual assistant, get a trainer, hire a coach or a mentor, that could be me, do whatever you need to do to set yourself up for an incredible life. Because next Sunday, March 20th, with the spring equinox and the start of Aries season and the new astrological new year, it's all fucking happening. It's all happening. It is time and it is here. So this week, I'm recording a podcast with the astrologer Deborah Norton about the spring equinox astrology and what we can expect to happen this spring. And the next Sunday, I'm moving forward and launching my Montana Spiritual Reset Program. And this includes spending 2 days with me, one-on-one in Montana, resetting your energy. This is the perfect thing to do if you need a life or a spiritual reset. And I'll tell you a little bit more about it next week. As usual, thank you for listening. I did hit 20,000 downloads this week, which is a big deal for me. So please share this podcast with friends you think might find value in it. Enjoy this life cleansing week. Just think of how great you feel after a cleanse. Ah, I like that. I'm looking forward to feeling that great next Sunday. And I'll talk to you again next week when we officially step into our new lives.